Thursday's update from the Forest Service said that over 7,300 people had arrived for the gathering some 15 miles east of Heber. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis said they had spent upwards of 7,000 to 8,000 people for the 4th of July. Judging by past events, the crowd will taper off from there. He said the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office has called up everybody in the department.
We're running, each deputy's running about 20 to 30 hours overtime during this week, and as well as the Forest Service, Highway Patrol, and we have some assistance coming in for this weekend. I believe Summit County has offered a couple, and Emory County has offered a couple deputies as well to help us with this. Also, Department of Natural Resources has sent some of their officers up to help. So it's been, it's a lot of different people kind of pooling together, and everybody in our, with the county is working. We've canceled all vacations and so forth, and so everybody's working.
He said their county jail has been at capacity or a little under that.
We're down a little bit today. Our capacity is around 100, and we have been to capacity. A few people have bailed out. Some have been in on federal warrants and have been transferred, and so we've had some reduction from the jail. So we have a little bit of, we have a couple beds available right now, but we're basically at capacity.
Davis said the Heber City Police also has everyone working. They're trying to handle all the law enforcement issues within the city. Earlier this week, a Rainbow attendee was arrested for trying to snatch a purse from a local woman at the Heber Walgreens parking lot. Davis said the level of crime has not seen any other significant incidents such as that.
Most of the incidents now have been possession of narcotics, panhandling, a few things like that. Where Heber City's running about 15 bookings a day and appearances at their court. Wasatch County on the Justice Court side's about 15 a day. And the district court is running about 15 a day. The federal court, they've set their court up at the Forest Line, and this morning they were holding court, and we heard they had about 50 up there. So it's been fairly steady, about those same numbers for the last 3-4 days.
Two separate unattended deaths have been reported at the gathering. A 39-year-old New Hampshire woman was found dead on June 15th, and a 68-year-old Texas man was found dead in his tent last Sunday. Davis said they still haven't received reports from the state medical examiner's office on the causes of death. At this point, they can only speculate.
You know, there's speculation that the altitude could have something to do with it. Both individuals did have some medical conditions that people were aware of, but we don't know the exact cause.
Finally, he talked about medical resources at the camp and what the Heber Hospital has seen.
Their EMT type or nurse practitioner type, there are a couple of doctors, but the doctors will not act as doctors. They'll only act as Good Samaritans if there's an issue. They do have what they call CALM, C-A-L-M, which is an alternative medicine group, and they try to address things. We haven't had a huge inrush. I spoke with the hospital this morning. I think they looked at about 6 to 10 people yesterday, and it's been about that number. Most of the things that they are seeing have been overdose issues or alcohol overdose issues.
Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroth.